Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
I imagine the trade is all abuzz about corn.
Yeah, we were needing some good news the way this market's been reacting here the last few days, and it looks like we probably got kind of a friendly surprise here in this USDA report this morning. The bottom line is, I take that, you know, we have less corn on hand of the old nine crop than what we thought we had, and we had less acres planted of corn for the 2010 crop than what we thought we were planning. So we're kind of reducing carryout on two fronts there.
So does that mean that today in the trade we'll see short covering and new commercial buying?
I think that we'll definitely see the short covering. I think the market was, the trade was getting pretty short. And if you look at some of the fund positions, they've gone in this thing pretty short. As far as new commercial buying, I'm not sure that you're going to see that. At this point, I think we will see some farmer selling at some point. You know, there's still some corn to be sold out here. And we have to keep in mind that tempering all this is some excellent weather, as just described in your forecast there.
Is there enough there to take out last Friday's 359 and a half?
I guess I think so. I think we can get back up into some of the levels that we had seen before this last 10-day move down. But I don't know that it's just going to be, you know, straight to that point. Who knows in these markets today? But I think we'll have some selling into the market as we move higher.
I think we ought to keep a close eye on basins to see if it narrows even as the futures go up.
Yeah, I think the big question here today, too, I think it's obvious that the report was bullish for the corn. I figured here just roughly 165.5 is the yield we need to keep our carryout steady to meet our usage, basically, assuming, you know, current to, you know, average price mm-hmm. levels that we've seen in the last few months here. But I think the real question is the beans. To me, the old crop beans was the stocks 20 million less than expected. I think that's kind of a big deal. I mean, that's 20% or 10% basically of the carryout. I think we may see some bull spreading. I think some people tried to come in here and bull spread the bean market last week, kind of got hit when it turned around, and I think we could see that happen today.
Very quickly, the calls then.
I would call corn right now 10 to 15 higher, beans about the same, wheat steady, live cattle up 30, and hogs down 15.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Bill Mayer, and he is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois.